Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Dowds. I'm really happy to be here with you today. We've got a great show in store. Today, we have, my friends, your favorite witches from Wicked the Musical, Jenna Claire Mason and Mary Kate Morrissey. Throughout this whole month, you've been hearing all of our That Sounds Fun tour live conversations from June. If you've missed any of them, go back. They are so fun, so different, so good. We did save some of each interview just for the live audience in the room, but you're going to hear most of it here and, of course, live feedback from the audience. Jenna Claire is currently Glinda on Broadway, opening again in September, and Mary Kate is Janice on the Mean Girls National Tour. During the pandemic, they created a virtual musical theater school called Double Name Witches. They are some of my dearest friends. Y'all have heard them on the show and you love them. I do too. I loved having them with me at our Milwaukee stop. And listen, you've got to stick around to the end. You're just not ready. You're not ready. So don't go anywhere. This whole conversation is so good with a special treat at the end. So here is my chat live in Milwaukee with two of my dearest friends, Jenna Claire and Mary Kate. Will you please join me in welcoming our friends, Jenna Claire Mason and Mary Kate Morrissey. Oh my gosh, I know. Oh, I love it. Right? I know. Wow, look at you. Look. Oh, bye. Bye, that was you.
You're looking green, Mary Kate.
Yeah, you're so green. Welcome, everyone. You have to talk into your microphone. You look excited, but you have to be in the microphone.
I didn't even say anything. I was just, like, breathing heavily. You know, I was just like... We tell our students when they're nervous that excitement feels a lot like nerves. Yeah. So you just have to, like, change the mindset. Yeah, We're just excited.
Yeah. What? Start there. Who are your students? What do you mean? Some of them are here tonight.
We do have students here tonight.
Where are y'all? Yay! Hi, friends. Hi. Okay. So, what happened? How did you get students?
What happened?
What happened?
We had a lady boss brunch with you.
Oh my gosh, that's not. But we did.
And we had pancakes.
Actually, that is.
Trevor
how it
made
happened.
A compote. Is
yeah.
that how you say it?
Yeah. Your fiance at the time made a compote.
That's right.
No, boyfriend at the time. Then
that's right.
Fiance.
Y'all weren't even engaged yet.
Nope. I know. Crazy.
That's awesome.
I don't know. Where do we start?
Start with, so in 2020, you were on Broadway as Glinda in Wicked. You were on the road on the touring cast of Mean Girls as Janice.
Correct.
And then pandemic.
Yeah, and then both of our shows were shut down, which was crazy. It was so weird to see, because I was in Fort Lauderdale when the show shut down. And that's where all of the cruise ships are docked. And I don't know if you remember, but the cruise ships were hit first. Like, that
right.
was one of the first things that was, like, a red flag for the United States. And Fort Lauderdale was one of those places. So we were going from sold-out houses to, like, okay, now there's only a third of the audience filled.
Oh, wow.
This is weird. So weird that my dad came to the show and heckled the whole show. And it was fine. I wasn't even embarrassed. I was like, this one doesn't even count. Nobody's here. This one's just for dad.
My dad's the only person in the audience.
He was like, I have this line that's like, art, art, art. And then from this row, I heard, art, art, art. So, oh my gosh, my boyfriend just feeding him old fashions. Anyway, and GC was on Broadway, obviously playing Glinda in Wicked, and but they basically were like, this is no longer safe for anybody, not safe for your audiences and not safe for your actors or your backstage. There are so many people who were affected by it. And so we both went home. I mean, I flew back to Downingtown, Pennsylvania, where my parents live. And GC went to her beautiful home in New Jersey to her husband. We were like a month in and GC was saying like, this isn't so bad.
You called me and we had taught individually sort of on the road little master classes here and there with universities and things. And MK was like, I think it's time we start our teaching business.
Were you scared? Like when it ended, when Broadway shut down, before you have the new idea for your business is called Double Name Witches because you're both in Wicked.
Both have double names.
And you both have double names. They are not actual witches. Just to be clear, they are lovely
people. Christians.
They're Christians. We're Christians. I mean, were you scared in that window of time between Double Name Witches and Broadway?
I think what was interesting is we kept hearing, I mean, I think maybe everybody in every industry was like, well, when we originally shut down, it was like, Broadway will be back in 1 month. And then after that, it was like, 2 more months. And then it was like this fall. And then it was like next year. So I think it kind of came in digestible chunks, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that was good. I do remember when Broadway actually shut down, I was in Florida filming a TV show. And I remember in like, it was Central Florida and the pandemic had not affected Central Florida at all. I was just going to TJ Maxx being like, what is happening? Yeah. What is Corona? And then I remember my manager called and I was just walking around the pool and he was like, I think it's going to be September before Broadway's back. And I was like, you're crazy. Not a chance.
and now it's September of 21 until Broadway comes back.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you know about God now that you didn't know that day?
Oh, that, well, I mean, everybody says it, but you can't, he laughs at your plans, man. Yeah. Literally, I'm like, I'm going to finish this contract in August. It's going to be great. I'll go back to New York, make my Broadway debut. God's up there like, no, you're not. he laughs at your plans, but I think that we cannot plan what God can. I think that he, like, everything that GC and I just said this to you, everything we speak into existence, it happens. It happens, but it doesn't happen at the time where we expect it to or our timeline. But I think it's what I have learned through the pandemic is to just like, all right, I have made it this far with your grace and your love, and my life has only gotten so much better since I've turned my heart to you that like, whatever, here we go. Let's ride this wave and whatever is for me because that's what you want.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I think, God's timing. I think God shows his sovereignty in his timing and it's if we just sort of release control and let it all unfold that, his plans are better than ours. And even when we're trying to like dream really big and God size our dreams, it's still like better than we could have ever hoped.
How was your, in the last year and a half when you weren't working, what happened in your life?
I had a baby.
She had a baby. Had a baby.
He's over there. He's got a TSF, that sounds fun, D&W, Double Name Witches, custom onesie on.
He also has a backstage pass that is the size of a half a card. It's adorable. It's perfectly his size.
It says his name and everything. It's so cute.
I mean, so you end up having a year and a half off of work, and it just is the right time for you and Eric to have a baby.
God's timing is perfect.
Right. I mean, does it...
It was like a built-in maternity leave.
With no money. So that's cool.
Kind of. No, one of our students is here. It was really fun because I found out pretty early on into our teaching time, and it was really fun the day we got to tell the students too. Yeah. Do you remember that, Molly? You were there.
Yeah, when you got to tell them that you were pregnant.
Yeah.
How early did you tell?
Oh, I think it was like
5 months.
Oh yeah, because I guess they're watching on a screen, so it's not like they know.
I don't want to like claim this, but she did tell me before her husband.
Wait, it's true. It's because we were having a planning meeting for our fall classes.
And Eric wasn't there.
And I had just found out. And I was like, before we schedule 8 classes, I just have to let you know. It's okay. I told them a couple days later.
In person.
person. I had to wait. He's a pilot. I had to like wait and tell him in person. You got
in person.
In person. And how about you during reason. Your break?
During my break, I got married.
You got married. I mean, y'all did not have casual 2020s and 2021s.
No, I mean, like, we did not at all. We did walkabouts. Like, the pandemic is awful. It is so terrible, and no one is disputing that, right? Like, it is terrible. But, like, my year was so fun.
Yeah.
Like, it was so fun. We created D&W, which was so life-giving. I mean, if you don't know our business, is that we have an online virtual musical theater studio, and we have about 100 students at any given time. We created 3 separate curriculums.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. Like, we did it ourselves. We built it, and then we did it. And what ended up happening is that because the foundation of our business is friendship, our kids are all friends.
It's so sweet.
It's so cool. And so in a time where like kids don't have community and they're out of school and it's this like awkward period of them kind of stepping into who they want to be, right? They had a place to go that was like on our watch. That felt amazing.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Mike was talking about online school, and it was really sweet for us to see, you know, I think a lot of us got zoomed out during the pandemic, but seeing students, artists, creatives hungry to pursue this craft that even maybe after a long day of Zoom school would come to class like, yeah, hungry to learn and to dive into this craft in a Zoom box and figuring out creative ways to make that work.
Yeah. They would send me the link to the recitals at the end of every class, and you're watching like 6-year-olds perform in their living room on Zoom, and they have Broadway stars being like, that was great. Yeah, you're great. And she's like 6. How in the world is she getting this opportunity?
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
Because of that, they change. Like, they're the way that we've seen so many, especially like our young women, like they change. They're so told by society to be one thing, to think one way. And finally, they come to our class and we're like, no, do you. Like, what makes you feel good? What sounds fun? What makes your brain creative? Lean into that. And then because of that, especially our students we've had for a long period of time, we see them change, and it's so weird and so cool.
It's really sweet because the ones who are here tonight have been with us for a year now. And we were at Panera with them this afternoon being like, you've grown so much in the last year.
And you're also so much shorter than I thought you were.
Yeah, on the monitor in my basement, you guys were ginormous. And getting the gift of getting to be part of their lives. And
MK, a lot of our friends who have known y'all both actually through multiple podcast episodes in the last 4 years? Forever.
Years, yeah, maybe.
Forever.
You were not married when we met you.
No, I wasn't.
Will you tell us about Trevor?
Oh, man. I mean, Trevor Blake.
Do you want to... Y'all can tell the story, because I don't think you told it on the podcast, did you?
How GC picked him?
Yeah, she swiped... GC swiped on Trevor, who MK married.
We were doing a musical workshop of Sheryl Crow's musical. I don't know if I can say that, but
Diner.
We were doing it. And we were working downtown, and my ex was there. And GC...
You're gonna go there.
I'm gonna go going there. GC, so Annie's me.
Always.
And GC's my ex, and I'm GC, and GC's just like this.
Just blocking.
And Mary-Kate looked up at me like, what are you doing? And
I was like,
I'm just being a mama bird.
I know. I was like, this is a fancy workshop. Sit down. Like, we have to, come on, let's like be cool.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, he's here. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So
I had never met him in real life. I was just like, that's him.
That's him. So I'm like...
Friends have like an ex radar.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes, yes.
Seriously. So GC takes me out for Manhattan's in Manhattan, and she's like, we're doing this. We are setting up your Bumble profile. We are going for it. And then because she's her, she did, and like made me look amazing and sound really funny, which I love.
None of these pictures are doing you justice. She was like, I don't want to get anyone's expectations too high.
Like, I just want to look like my photo, even if I'm coming from running or whatever.
Right,
it is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I want to overserve when I get there, not underserve.
Sandbag them.
That's right.
That's the key.
That is the key.
Make them think you're ugly and show up hot.
That's it. Make them think you're ugly and hey, show boy. Up hot. That's actually it.
Sage dating advice yeah, from Mary right. Kate Morrissey Blake.
Hey, I'm married now, aren't I?
Yeah, it works.
It worked, it works. GC. It worked. So GC, so she's swiping through and she's swiping on all of the boys that she thinks she wants me to date.
And I said, he's cute. He's in finance. He's not an actor. He loves Jesus. He's perfect.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So I'm like sending the same message to each guy.
Was it the Whole Foods
line? It was like, I'm going to Whole Foods. Do you need anything? Because if they didn't say cheese, you'd be like, bye. Like, or whatever.
Fresh crushed yeah, almond butter.
Yeah, something like, show me you're funny. But for Trevor, I was like, no. I need to write something to him. Like,
right away, you felt something different.
Well, I was just like, yeah, let me, like, he's interested. And I had never met anybody from Bumble, and he's the only one I did, like, well, that go around.
Right.
But like, but he was the only one I did. So I was like, let me actually take my time here and just like, yeah. construct something that matches his profile so we can actually feel each other out. And then he almost didn't come to our first date, but then ended up showing up late, but it was okay.
Woof.
And we spent the whole date trying to look for a bar because he was like, took me to this wine bar, it was too crowded. Took me to this other bar. Finally, he was like, do you just want to go to a dive bar?
I was like, yes,
let's go. So we went to this dive bar that was still decorated for Christmas and stayed there for 8 hours, I think, drinking Guinnesses. And I was probably wasted.
Oh my God.
And he just kept ordering more. I'd be like, I can't have another one. And he'd be like, well, we'll just share one then. And I'm like, I want to stay. Like, I want to stay and talk to you. So I'm going to, okay, fine. And then I'm like, you know, call me an Uber. I got to go home.
Right.
Anyways, like fast forward from there. I mean, he's just the best guy, and he is, I don't know, he's like the man of my dreams, you know?
Yeah.
He's not the guy that I would have expected myself to marry or be yeah. with long term, but I think, like, there's God. Like, won't he do it? Like, here's a man who, like, sees you, believes in you, points you towards Jesus, and, like, will carry you through all of your dreams, you know? It's like, and she picked him. She swiped right. Right? And then 2 weeks before my wedding gave birth and then came to my wedding.
That's right.
Was a bridesmaid and danced her booty off, which
yes.
was really
two
fun.
Weeks after
Wasn't
birth.
That the best wedding,
that
Annie?
That was the best wedding. We had so much fun.
It was the best
It
wedding.
Was part one.
Hey friends, just taking a quick break to talk about one of my favorite brands and today's sponsor, Rothy's. It's 2021 and none of us have time for uncomfortable shoes. That's where Rothy's comes in. Rothy's surveyed thousands of customers and the number one word they use to describe their shoes is comfy. So what makes Rothy's so good? It's their unique, seamless design. It's insanely comfortable the moment you put them on. Their fan favorite styles are sustainably made with materials like plastic water bottles, fully machine washable, which I think is why I've been able to wear them so much and still feel like they're brand new. And they're available in tons of shapes, styles, and colors, so you can always find the right one for you. Start summer off on the right foot with comfortable bestsellers like flats, loafers, and sneakers from Rothy's. With sandals in an array of colors to shoes made for exploring, their newest styles have you covered. Plus, their spacious, washable bags are perfect for summer getaways. I love wearing my Camo Cat sneakers all the time and am always super comfortable in them. While I'm on the road between setup and just being on my feet all day, I've been eyeing some of their lace-up sneakers for my next order because they are cute. Also, did you know that Rothy's launched a men's line? Yes, their newly launched men's shoes are intentionally designed with a high level of detail and created with nearly zero waste. The men's shoes are still durable, washable, and better for the planet. Plus, rigorous testing during R&D results in perfect fit wash after wash. To help you welcome summer in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. So through August 1st, 2021, you get $20 off your first purchase of $100 or more at rothys.com/soundsfun. That's rothys.com/soundsfun. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. Head to rothys.com/soundsfun to find your new favorites today. And now back to our conversation with Jenna Claire and Mary Kate. It's just incredible. A lot of y'all who've been friends with the three of us for a while, it's just incredible to watch what God has done in both of your lives. I mean, can you imagine the day we sat on the floor recording in San Antonio? Y'all may remember the story, but Mary Kate heard God say, I have a plan for your life, and had not really heard God before that. Well, in a way that you remembered?
I was like, this, I went into GC and I was like, this isn't even a part of my
vocabulary.
Like, why in the world would I, why would this be my inner monologue? How is this, explain to me how this is not God intervening in my life.
Yeah.
Like, explain, and as I'm like watching these birds fly across, like, how is there any other explanation for it? Right.
And now,
you're,
oh my God. And then she said that you sneaky Jesused her.
And then you sneaky Jesused me. Annie talks about sneaky Jesusing people. It's true. She sneaky Jesused me.
It has just been, I was saying to someone earlier, watching, having a front row seat. You have given me, as one of your best friends and our friends here, a front row seat to when someone says, I think God might be real and I'm going to live like it.
Yeah.
And it has changed my life. And it has changed your life. And I sat at her wedding marrying this man who loves God and a family who loves God and your family loves God. And I could barely be a person because I've seen you decide that God was, that really cared about you and then live like it. Mm. And it's just one of my favorite stories of my whole life, and I'll never be okay. So.
Something that's cool is having a New York Times best-selling author help you write your wedding vows.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Oh, please tell that story. Oh, y'all are going to hate me for this. Well, Trevor might.
Well, sorry, Annie Trevor. Comes in. She's like, this is hours before the ceremony. She's like, did you write your vows? I was like, no. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know.
She's it
like,
was perfect.
It was, and he goes, okay, well, I'm just going to, do you want a mimosa? I was like, yes, I need a mimosa. And he says, I'm going to bring this pillow over here and I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to ask you some questions and we're going to write your vows. And I'm looking at my friend. I'm like, this is my super, not to make this a love fest, but it's love fest. Like, I'm looking at my super accomplished, like, just recently best-selling authored friend. Like, sit on a poof. On a poof next to me and say, tell me the things that are important to you about your relationship. And she and I talked for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. And she would do her anything. Would be like, oh, this is good.
They were good. I will not lie.
This is good. This is good. And then handed me the vows to read. And I like wept. I mean, just because you heard everything I wanted to say and you made it so, you made it tangible and you made it real and you like, you gave me the words for what I needed that day, and I will never forget that. It was amazing.
Why do vows matter? I haven't done that yet. Tell me.
Actually, like, GC really, should talk about,
yeah,
speak on this.
Both of you talk about, like, I mean, the only person I've made a vow to is Jesus. Like, I haven't done that with a person. You're new to it, but they mattered so deeply to you, what we said. But GC, you've been in it for seven?
Monday is 8 years.
8 years.
Years. No, it was, I knew you guys would want to hear that story because it was, yeah. So, I mean, I was just sitting on the floor cross-legged, like doing my mascara while this was all happening, but you turned to me and you're like, what's mattered in your marriage? And
yeah.
It was sweet that you let us into this really special day in a lot of ways. But,
yeah.
I mean, having a front row seat there in Dumbo under the Brooklyn Bridge and watching the magical exchange of vows that happened was really, really special. Trevor did a great job, too, on writing his vows.
Yes, he sure did.
He said them like this, though. I, Trevor Blake, bow to you, Mary Kate Morrissey. Because the train,
for the people in the back.
The train, yeah, there's a train. It's great.
And subway. And I'm looking at him like, it's okay to smile, it's our wedding. So what's important about wedding vows to you?
You know, we didn't do like the personalized wedding vows, which I think are really special and sweet, but I don't know. I liked the way the OG ones were written.
Yeah.
But I remember, I mean, there's like, I have wedding video of me sort of boohoo laughing and crying through our vows. But we were just talking about marriage advice. But yeah, just the fact that that person is there no matter what, right? And that you're signing up to be in it for the long haul. And forever sounds like a lot of fun when you're in a pretty dress in front of your friends and family. And forever feels harder sometimes when you're in the thick of it in a new city.
There's a baby crying in the middle of the night.
Well, when we first got married, I moved to a place where I didn't know anybody and I didn't have a job. And that felt scarier and different. And yeah, but 8 years later, it's, yeah. I mean, if anybody knows who's married, there's highs and lows, but it's so worth it. It's worth it. And Eric is definitely worth it.
Yeah. I like both of your husbands very much. I absolutely agree. What happens now? Broadway comes back September?
September 14th.
September 14th. I'll be there. If y'all want to come, we're all going to be there at Wicked to watch Jenna Claire reopen the show. I mean, that moment where you come down in the bubble.
Iconic.
What's your line?
It's good to see me, isn't it?
People are going to lose their actual minds when you say
mind.
That. We're going to lose our minds. If you haven't seen the video of Mary-Kate and I on when Jenna Claire debuted on Broadway, her first, we're both laughing and crying harder than you can imagine. Our faces, we're just like, we look like insane people watching, and we'll do it again on September 14th. What does it feel? Something we've been talking about in these nights on the tour is in VIP when they ask questions, or sometimes it happens out here too, but this idea of like when you know a season is ending, what would you do? If you don't know a season is ending, what is you? I mean, you know this season of being home and not being Glinda is ending, and you'll be back to being Glinda in 3 months, 4 months. What do you want to learn? What do you want to happen in these 4 months? How do you want to like mark the end of this?
Oh man, that's hard. Well, I'm going to circle back for a second because
sure.
I was telling you backstage that tonight's been like mini revelations, but hearing you say that made me realize why I clung so tightly to the end of tour with Mary-Kate. It's like, I didn't want that season of fun to end at all.
Yeah.
We did it opposite each other for a whole year on the road and,
like 8 shows a week for an entire year. Traveled around the country.
And it was so fun. Every day it was so fun. And like talking to you on the pod in San Antonio and being like, we're just dreaming up ways that we can keep, you know, being best friends and working together. And it's cool because I think what I didn't know then is that, you know, it just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
And finding ways to keep having fun. But I think like a little bit living large the next couple of months, just because I think what's daunting about going back into it is realizing, I mean this, it's like you go into total self-preservation mode and like taking care of your voice and making sure your body and everything is where it should be so you can deliver, you know, the show that you want to give 8 shows a week. And I think that feels daunting because, you know, to go to a restaurant and being able to use your voice and talk over sound or
when we rode a roller coaster.
Yeah.
We went on a roller coaster while they were still doing Wicked and they aren't allowed to yell. So we're at SeaWorld, right? And we're on a roller coaster and they're both and I'm like, ah! And they're both like, am I lying there? That's all they could do.
That's all you get.
I was dying laughing. I was like, this is so terrifying what the two of you are doing. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to tell you about one of our amazing partners, KiwiCo. As a previous elementary school teacher, I loved the satisfaction of knowing that the projects my students and I were doing together would stick with them for a long time. I mean, it's true, right? Our childhood experiences impact who we are today, just like our investment in childhood education. So why not gift your mini BFFs super cool KiwiCo STEAM projects? That's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, to nurture their curiosity and exploration outside the classroom. With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month. They have options for trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers and every stage in between. The most recent Kiwi crate that some of our mini BFFs have gotten had a s'mores-making kit inside, and it was so cute. They had a little LED candle to represent the flame to roast your marshmallows over, and the whole experience was about camping and learning more about the outdoors. And don't worry, all of them were made of felt, so your kids can make s'mores as many times as they want without the mess or the sugar. It's hard to find creative ways to keep the kids busy and screen-free while stretching their brains, especially during the summer. And there was just so much included in that one box. The crates include 1 to 2 larger projects or 2 to 3 smaller projects tied together by a theme. And KiwiCo does the legwork for you. Legitimately, everything your child needs for their project, the supplies, step-by-step directions, everything is included in every crate so they can get started right away. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity with new hands-on projects every month. They'll explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones, even without leaving home. From sailing the solar system to building an animation machine and more, the best part, watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. Everything shipped right to your door, and there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. Get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/thatsoundsfun. That's kiwico.com/thatsoundsfun. And now back to the show. So you're about to have to go back into that mode of preserving your voice and sleeping. And how do you do 8 shows a week? Will you explain that to us?
How?
Yeah, there's only 7 days.
I don't know how.
No, I don't know either. Give me the math on 8 shows a week.
Tuesday, sometimes 2 Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 2 Saturday, and then 2 Sunday if you don't have that matinee on Wednesday. So the schedule kind of changes throughout the year, but they figure out a way to get in 8, sometimes 9, around the holidays.
Yeah. And so your voice, you just have to care
take care of it.
So the end of this season for you is more preparing for the next one.
Definitely. Yeah. So I think like talking to Eric this these past couple weeks and being like, where do we want to, go to the Jersey Shore? Do we want to go to Nashville? Yes. Yeah. Like going places and doing things, because I know once the show starts back up, it's going to be like giving everything I can to be a mom when I'm at home and giving everything I can to be, you know, the best company member I can be when I'm at the show.
Yeah. It's very nice of you to say company member when you're Glinda. I'll show up and do my best out there as the star of the musical.
Sparkliest one on stage.
Oh, the sparkliest one on
stage. Can I tell you something about sparkles?
Yeah, duh.
Right before the pandemic, they decided to build me a new bubble dress, which is really exciting. There's 60 petals and 60,000 sequins.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot of sparkles. And it looks like a cupcake when you first get it. But I had my final costume fitting like a few weeks before the last show. So when Broadway reopens, I'll have a brand new bubble dress.
Brand new bubble dress. That's the blue one we see when you come down. Mm-hmm. And so just for our friends that are watching online and friends that are here, you don't have to tell us how long you'll be Glinda, but we can go anytime in the near future and it'll be you, unless you're
come on
it
down.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. You guys coming?
Yeah. Great. MK, what happens next for you?
We have 4 months, which sounds fun, right? Yeah. For me, it's always like if I have a gig, I let myself have fun in the chunks of time leading up to it because, like Jenna Claire, I take my work so seriously when I'm on the road. And it's like you can't go out to dinner. You can't do hardly anything but work out, eat, sleep, and your show. So I'm just like, as New York City starts to open, I'm just like, what can we do? Meredith will come in, our like business manager
Wrangler
of D&W. Yeah. she'll come into the city and we'll, you know, walk from Columbus Circle to the Vessel and then we'll walk all the way down to the Village. Like just eat everything, see everything, hear everything, see everybody. Yeah, I'm like, my 7 is just like,
Let's
on go fire.
Yeah. We're still teaching too, which is really fun. We're teaching privates and we're teaching a music theater history class, which is really fun. Maybe that really sounds boring, but it's really fun.
It's so fun.
We have like our friends come in and teach original Broadway choreography, and we assign songs from different shows through the decades and talk about what was happening in theater and art and where the overlap is, you know, in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and so on.
Yeah.
So we're still teaching. And then Mary-Kate and I wrote a show last weekend.
You wrote a show?
Sort of.
How do you do it?
Sort of. Well, we took that class.
Yeah.
You tell them.
Yeah, well, yeah, we took, I mean, somebody was like, this theater that I love was like, hey, do you have 90 minutes of music? And I was like, no, but GC and I do. And so we've always, since your first podcast we did with you, we talked about doing a show together that was like hours, and we turned stages, that show that Jenna Claire was just talking about, into like this cabaret where we sung a bunch of songs from it and gave our favorite tidbits of history and talked about how theater is such a mirror to the human life and how it's cyclical. And so we can look back to the 20s and see what's happening today.
So y'all literally wrote a show?
Well, no, we like sang. We kind of did, yeah. I guess.
So are we going to see it?
We wrote it on a Saturday and we performed it on a Sunday.
Well, that's normal. That's normal. That's what all of us do, certainly.
So
at some point, will you tour it?
The dream, if we dream big, which is GC always says, dream big, right?
Yes.
Like Bob Goth, dream big. It is to tour with symphonies. So hopefully it would be like to come back to Milwaukee and do like Milwaukee Pops and Double Name Witches and wear ball gowns and sing our favorite musical theater songs with a full orchestra.
Oh, that's awesome.
But until then...
I'm saying it out loud.
Now y'all have to do it because all of us want to go.
But
yeah.
Until then, we are available for your backyard.
For the next
four
months.
Wait, are you going back?
We just need a keyboard.
In September, do you go back to Mean Girls?
I go back in October. And I'm playing Milwaukee.
When will you be in Milwaukee? Do you know?
I think I'm playing in January. Is that right? I think it's January.
Okay. So when you need to get tickets, clearly, to go see Mean Girls when it's here
so
in town.
Fun. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And someone needs to tell me where I need to go to church. Yeah. We're going to Nashville,
tell
too.
Oh, yeah. Tell people we're in a church. You can come here. Fuck.
Oh, I guess it's kind of far. It's not really Milwaukee, is it?
No. It's Waukesha, right?
No, it's Worcester sauce.
Yeah. As Mike said, you're right. You're exactly right. Okay, tell us, I love asking both of you this, for starters, I want us to note something. Y'all are doing a beautiful job when you're thinking about September and October. A lot of people would think, I just am ready for the next thing and like hurry, hurry, hurry. And instead, y'all are both showing us, I'm just living right here.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that, but I'm gonna live big right here. And for anybody who's about to change jobs or get married or try something new, don't rush to it. Like, it's going to come when it's going to come, but man, just love your life today.
Let it unfold.
And let it unfold like a petal on your dress. When we think of you in the next few months, years, when this comes out in July, when we are in the audience for Wicked or for Mean Girls, and our friends say, that is my friend, Mary-Kate, that's my friend, Jenna Claire, what do you want us to pray?
I felt like this when we were watching the VIP Q&A. You have us go so far back and forth to between like laughing and crying, and it's like whiplash.
My apologies.
I mean, you know, but like, it's my neck. I wanted to play Glinda my whole life. Like, I saw the original cast when I was 13, so I do feel like I've, you know, stepped into this dream role. But I do feel like having this sweet little baby, like, I've stepped into this role of a lifetime and just, like, being the best, like, mom I can be. And I think that's something that feels scary and exciting about going back to 8 times a week and sort of that self-preservation, because I feel like parenthood so far and motherhood with a 9-week-old, it's like the opposite of self-preservation. Well, it's like preserving the child.
Yeah, you have to keep him alive now.
giving everything.
Yeah.
So figuring out like what that looks like. Also, like, I think I kind of thought when I was studying musical theater, like getting my Bachelor of Fine Arts in Musical Theater, I was like, I'll go to New York and I'll play Glinda and then I'll move somewhere and be a mom. And then stepping into this industry and seeing how many incredible women just do it all. There's this Facebook group called Broadway Baby Mamas.
And cool.
I'm in it with like Audra McDonald and Laura Benanti, like all these awesome moms who I think actually stepping into this career, and I know you've seen it too, there's these women who... are living the theater dream and also being like incredible mothers and having that sort of community, even just on a Facebook group, like you comment anything and the ladies are there for you.
Yeah.
And, wanting to be a good mom. Thanks for your prayers in advance.
Yeah. We will pray for. Also, you are a good mom. You are a good mom, and you will continue to be. So that we will pray for that, but we also will know that both are true. MK.
That's a hard question. I feel because it makes you really think about what you're vulnerable about, you know? I think that with any big change, there can be an opportunity for an identity crisis. Am I a teacher? Am I a wife? Am I a mom? Am I Janice in Mean Girls? Am I singing this? Am I a writer? Am I writing this book? Am I... So I think that with the identity crisis, it's easy for me to get really caught up in who am I, what I do is what defines me, and what I really need prayers with is to always remember that, like, God defines me, like that, yes. Like my heart for Jesus defines me. That is what I can always come back to, and I can always yes. rest in, and I can, that can be the foundation of where I work from. Like you saying, work from a place of rest, not work to a place of rest, yes. right? But like letting Jesus be the rest, let that like just be the solid place so that I don't have to look to my husband all the time or look to my career all the time or to my best friend, that I have someone steady and like that I can always go to in times of big change when I am most likely to break down.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Both of you, really. Is there anything we didn't talk about that you want to talk about? Because we got to ask the fun question. I feel like we covered it all.
Is there anything we didn't talk about, you guys?
This is the tattoo I got with Annie.
Oh, yeah, we got tattoos on the same day. Yeah. And someone last night, we got tattoos in New York from a guy named Dean, I think. I think it's Dean. I know, I just remembered in that moment.
He was very young.
He was very young. Well, I wasn't trying to date him.
I know.
I just wanted a tattoo.
No, but I was looking at him like, do I trust this man with a needle in my skin?
Right, right, right. What
you're not
like
going to do is.
What you're not going to do is. And a girl last night at VIP said, I went to that same tattoo guy that you and MK went to in New York. And he said, a lot of people show up from us, so you're welcome, Dean. Okay, well then, I love y'all so much. Tell me, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
Wait, being your friend is so fun.
It's so fun.
It is so fun.
You said this at the VIP because someone asked for, like, what do you look for in a friend?
Yeah.
And it was somebody you want to talk to. You still have things to talk about in 3 weeks. And I think about at the beginning of our friendship when we first met in Nashville.
Yeah.
And, like, clicked. And then you booked flights to come to Toronto so we could have a week of fun in Toronto.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess, like, before we get to the fun question, what I wanted to add was being your friend is so fun. And just thank you for showing up for us yeah. in so many ways. Like, the ways are innumerable. But, like, you are someone who shows up at opening nights and at weddings. And
helps write your vows.
Helps write your vows is what Mary-Kate said. when you have a baby and, you know, you just come over and you hold little coops. And so just thank you for being a friend that keeps showing up. And, the friend that you are to everyone else. And, it's so real.
Yeah, you're very kind.
It's almost like this show, when I was watching your set, it felt like a set because I was like, it feels like someone just gave my best friend the mic and was like, talk about things that you like and that are funny to you. And then you get to watch a friend just go off.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the best. Like, and then I was like, I think everybody here feels that way. This is amazing.
Oh, very sweet.
So
what sounds fun to you is the question.
Okay, that's the question. Sorry.
Jeez.
Come back.
We didn't tell each other, but we think we have the same answer. You go first.
Oh, no. What if it's not?
It's going to be really disappointing.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Oh, you want me to go first?
No, I'm going to go first because I trust myself. what sounds really fun to me is what I was just talking about, singing with an orchestra with my best friend. Yeah. That's what sounds really fun to me.
I'm glad that I get to be part of it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, your bachelorette party got canceled.
Yes, her bachelorette party got canceled.
And so what sounds fun to me is putting on our new matching tie-dye sweatshirts.
Yes.
and like going to Miami and running around on the beach with
okay.
with your friends and celebrating you because you deserve bachelorette yeah, party, deserve Mary-Kate Morrissey party. Blake.
Poor Mary-Kate. We had three parties planned that didn't go off because of COVID.
It's okay.
COVID's the worst.
I get to have like two weddings though.
That's true. Two weddings, so she wins. Same guy.
Same guy.
But two weddings.
Yeah. You me. You know?
Can I tell you what sounds fun to me?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Is there a world where y'all would sing to us?
Wait. I'm being Glinda and you're being Elphaba, like
okay,
the poster.
Okay. Okay.
We should do it. Yeah, let's okay. do it. It would feel weird for us to upstage you, though, so let's move your chair down.
No,
oh, yeah, no,
like
no,
this.
I want you to have a front row seat.
No, I do have a front row. Here he comes. He's running. He's
I know. He's
going to,
I already asked
him. No, this is perfect for me. I'm going to be right here. Y'all do. I've seen it from that side a lot. I want to see it from this side.
No, you.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, this is it. I've seen it from the audience
You've
a lot.
Seen it.
I've never seen this side. This is it. Here we go.
I'm going to have to go sing over there then.
Oh, do you hear the people?
No.
I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun. Like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you. I have been changed for good. It well may be that we will never meet again in this lifetime. So let me say before we part, so much of me is made of what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a ship blown from its mooring by a wind off the sea. Like a seed dropped by a skybird in a distant wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you. Because I knew you.
I have been changed for good.
And just to clear the air, I ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for. But then I guess we know there's blame to share.
And none of it seems to matter anymore.
Like a comet pulled
from
orbit.
Like a wind off the
like
sea.
Like a stream that meets
like
a boulder.
Like a seed dropped by a bird in the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? I do believe I have been changed for the better.
And because I knew you.
Because I knew you. Because I knew you.
Not the part that's supposed to happen.
I have been changed.
Don't act embarrassed.
It feels weird.
For good.
Look at the people. I know. Oh, I get to as well. I did nothing to help with that, but I will take a bow. Right? Mary Kate, Jenna Claire, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you guys, aren't they the best? And that song at the end, like, who can deal? Who can deal? That whole conversation, I just love them so much. Are you following Jenna Claire and Mary Kate? Be sure to follow them, especially as Broadway comes back and we see where their careers continue to take them. Tell them thanks so much for being on the show today and being with us in Milwaukee. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That's how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you. I will do the same. Have a great week. And we'll see you back here on Wednesday as we continue our live podcast tour shows with everybody's favorite novelist and one of our pastors of the pod, Charles Martin. We'll see y'all Wednesday. Yeah.